So let's talk first around this issue of important and define it. Two definitions. One is important, one is urgent. It's important to make the distinction between the two. Important, of much import, carrying with it serious consequences, weighty, momentous, grave, significant. So it's those things that have consequences, those are important. Urgent is pressing, compelling, calling for, demanding immediate action, anything characterized by urgency. So important things have to be done. Urgent things feel like they have to be done. We feel the urgency about it, even if it's not important. Let's make some distinction then. Let's look at the time matrix that helps us distinguish the urgent and the important and how we can make some decisions. The two categories then we'll use are urgent and important. And the first place we'll look is in the upper left-hand corner in the box where it says things that are urgent and important. So they do carry some consequence. They are important to us, and they have a sense of needing to get done right away. Give me some examples in your life of things that are both urgent and important. Okay, needing to change a diaper, a poopy diaper. Okay, what else? Yeah, at least the phone ringing, and we don't know if it's important yet, but it sure feels urgent. We won't know if it's important until we what? Answer it. Yeah. The interesting thing about some of these things is they could fall into any of the four boxes. It's situational. So what else? Reports that need to be done, especially somebody that might call you, Marilyn, and say, in the next 5 minutes, could you run this report for me? I don't know who would do that to you either, Marilyn, but I hope you don't say. Okay, some good examples, both personal and professional. How about a system problem? Computers ever break down? Feels both important and urgent. So these are the things that we call quadrant one, the quadrant of necessity. And some people make a mistake here and think this is a bad place. It's not necessarily bad, but it is reality. If you drop right below that, where it says urgent and not important, these are the things that feel some sense of urgency to them, but really, when you compare them to quadrant one, they don't have the importance in them. Now, what are some things that happen to you during the day that are in this quadrant? Okay, meetings. Yeah, you don't know till you get there, but then you find yourself sitting in a meeting and say, oh man, what am I doing here? What else? Some projects you find yourself working on and you realize somebody's screaming for it, but in reality it doesn't have that big of an impact. So this is the quadrant of deception. Why is it called deception? Yeah, because you think it's important, and the reason you think it is because it feels like now. Moving across the bottom, we get to a quadrant that's not urgent and not important. No importance, no urgency. What would fall into that category? All TV? It's excessive TV. You might sit down to watch your favorite show, and then you don't get up for 3.5 hours. You know, and the show is a half hour. What else? Computer games. Yeah, surfing the net. You get on to do something. By the way, do you know when the most shopping is done on the internet? During work hours. Yeah, some recent statistics on that. Anything else? It's called the quadrant of waste and excess. It can be a little deceptive at times too, and we'll talk more about that. Then we move up to quadrant two. These are the things that are important, not urgent. Give me some examples. Spending time with your family. Doesn't feel like there's a sense of urgency to it, but it is important. What else? Planning. Doing some kind of planning. Anything else? Projects you know about but you've procrastinated until they become a quadrant one. Okay, this is called the quadrant of productivity and balance. The quadrant of productivity and balance.